In order to attract the best workers from the limited pool, we have to make a concerted effort. Hey there, elite contractors. Glad to have you here on another episode of the Contracting Coachcast, your place to find ideas, tips, and knowledge to help you take your contracting career or business to the next level. I'm Tony Booth, your host and founder of ContractingCoach.com, where you can find this Coachcast along with other great tools and resources to help you build a prosperous contracting business or career. Thanks, everybody, for joining me on this Thursday, June 6th. And on our business day, I want to talk a little bit about human resources and, you know, looking at our recruiting efforts and how we can boost them to help find help. The labor market is tough for construction. You know, there is a limited pool of young adults going into the construction industry. And let's face it, I mean, we're not the only ones getting hit with this. It's not just construction, it's a lot of that manual labor market is really the pool for participants in that has gone way down. So all across the board, there's plenty of jobs, you know, there's jobs to fill, but there's less people to fill them. So that pool of potential candidates continues to shrink. Really, this stems from an overall kind of ebb and flow, I would say, or kind of where we've gone over the years. And it stems from the whole, you know, parents want their kids to be better and want them to do better and improve and do better than they did. So, you know, for years, it's been push them into college. And, you know, they're almost forced these days to go to college. And we know as construction, we know that there's better opportunities, especially nowadays. You see, you know, kids graduating from college after spending $200,000 to get a degree, and they can't even find a job, and they're taking a $30,000 a year job. So it's not the best way anymore. That job market, that higher education job market is getting flooded. But since the, you know, society has pushed people in that direction, we're forced with a limited pool. And that hurts, right? That hurts a lot. And then to top it off, construction doesn't have the best reputation. You know, we're not the number one industry that if somebody's going into the trades, they would look to. You know, it's just not there. And we struggle too in many areas on the whole area of the wages. You know, I look at some of the stuff that's out there, and if you just go out and spend a little time looking at opportunities out there, and I can go get a job $50,000 a year, you know, as a receptionist and an admin somewhere. So you think about that when you compare it to construction, right? I can go get this job, sit in an office in the air conditioning and answer phones. So it's hard to attract people to come out and put in that effort that it takes to be a tradesperson or to work in the construction industry without having, you know, if they don't have it already in them, right? Because there's some great things about construction, don't get me wrong. And there's some great jobs. There's some great companies that pay well. There's some great areas of the markets that pay better than other areas. So there's nothing wrong with our market, except for in some areas, the wages are really low. I mean, you know, I think about, you know, I've here locally, I've seen advertisements for construction laborers, and they're starting at like $10, $12 an hour. And I look at that and say, well, man, why? Okay, why would I go work construction at $12 an hour when I can go down to the convenience store and get a job with benefits at $15 an hour? That's a problem in our industry. And, you know, you put that with the reputation of unsafe, dirty, you know, just and hard, sweaty, hot work. You throw all that stuff in with this limited, you know, applicant pool, and we're faced with a struggle. No question about it. The industry has got a huge problem with getting people attracted to the industry. And it's not one that's going to go away anytime soon. It's not one that any individual company can solve as a whole, but as a group, we need to work at it. And yes, every one person can make a difference. So every company that does do a little better is improving the overall image of the construction market. So we just have to be cognizant of what's going on and know that it's a tough market. And I know any of you out there that are trying to hire are going to say, yeah, no crap, Tony. We're looking all the time for people, because it is a tough situation to find people to come to work in construction. And again, we're not going to solve it anytime soon. So we have to learn to deal with it the best we can. You know, sooner or later, that pendulum will swing back the other way. The people start to see this whole, you know, all this struggles that recent college graduates are having to find jobs, and say, you know what, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go spend that money and get in debt just to come out and not find a job. I'm going to go look at the trades. I'm going to go look at construction as a potential place to work, because I hear that I can make just as much money if I apply myself. And so that pendulum will swing eventually, because it's just the way that markets work, but it's not going to happen soon. So we have to try to make the best, right? We have to try to figure out what we can do. We can, you know, the whole image thing, that's a whole nother thing. Like, it was funny, as I'm sitting here prepping for this, I just Googled construction worker images. And when you pull those up, right, like the first thing you get is all these poses, right? All these staged photographs. Okay. And when you look at those, you see, you know, everybody's obviously perfectly clean. They got their little vest on. But then as soon as you go, but you know, scroll through those images and you start finding some of the ones, images of people actually working, and you'll see, you know, they're dirty, they're sweaty, they're working hard. So, you know, you think about that, right? You think about that image and you wonder, it's no wonder people don't want to come to our thing. So it's going to take a while to change all that. You know, sooner or later, the wages will come up, because as markets shift, you know, we're going to have to pay more. But that's going to take time, because that means we have to raise prices. I mean, we're often running on slim margins as it is. So we cannot afford to just say, okay, we're going to give everybody a couple dollar an hour raise. You know, we can't do that without charging our customers more. So those things will swing. They will come back. But for now, we have to do our best to put a good foot forward, at least in our local market, for our company, so that we can at least attract the best talent that's in our local pool. You know, if you look at a, you know, and I have no idea what statistics, you know, are on this, but, you know, there's a high, you look at any high school, local high school that's graduating, and I'm sure you'll find some statistics of how many of those kids are going to college, right? And then how many are entering into the local job market. And, you know, I'm guessing that percentage is pretty low. The ones entering the local job market, it's by no means a 50-50 margin. So that limited pool is really what we have to choose from. Those are the people that we need to attract to our company. So it's just like everything else out there. If we want to excel at something, if we want to get the best talent to come to us, we have to work at it. If you are, you know, if you're out there complaining that you can't find help, And the only thing you have done to attract help is put an ad on some job site and not done more, then you're not going to attract, you know, that many people. Yes, the job sites, we have to use them. We have to post our job somewhere. But there's things that we can do to make our company stand out above the rest. You know, a lot of it's marketing. You know, if we're doing a good job marketing our company and taking care of how our job sites look and stuff like that, that helps. And we also need to do a few other things that can help us, you know, and this is where our marketing team should be engaged in recruiting as well, because marketing, you know, they're out there focusing on winning us work, right? That's kind of where we get started, but it's the same thing. We're trying to attract talent. So that's a marketing effort as well. So we have to look at that and see what we can do. You know, we have to do more if we want to get that best talent. So I want to just, you know, talk about that a little bit today. You know, one of the other challenges I know that many of you have is we don't have time to do this. We don't have the staff maybe to do it. We don't have the money. You know, look at some of the larger companies in your area, the larger construction companies. And, you know, I know some of the, you know, the real big companies, you know, they're going to college campuses, they're going to job fairs, you know, they're doing all this stuff everywhere and they're spending millions of dollars to recruit. We can't do that. As small business owners, we have to, you know, roll up our sleeves and figure out a different way. And that's what I wanted to kind of share today. There are some things that we can do. We don't have to go crazy on recruiting, but there are some things that we can do as a company, as a local small business, that we can get out there and help to promote our company, so that at least if there's, you know, if there's, you look at a graduating class and if there's 100 kids entering the job market that would fit into our realm, well, we want the best of those 100 to want to come to work for us, right? And just posting a job availability on your website or something like that, it's not going to attract them. So we have to do a little work, and we don't have to spend a lot of money. We don't have to, you know, we can't, right? We don't have to be there and do all that stuff, but there are a few, you know, some things we have to put a little bit of a plan together that allows us to get out and market our company as a good place to work. You know, there's some great benefits to working in construction. There are people that, you know, obviously love this market, and we need to get that message out to the people in our neighborhoods and our communities and let them know there is a great opportunity here. So I want to just share a couple things that we can do that are very cost effective and that we should be doing to try to position ourselves as one of the best construction employers in our market. So one thing that we can do is get engaged with some of the schools. You know, reach out to your local school boards, schools, those high school kids, and figure out what they have going on throughout the year where there's opportunities for us to come in and maybe participate in a career day, any kind of talks that could go on, you know, where we can go in and say, hey, this is the opportunities that exist for you out in the construction market. And, you know, here's what our company does. We're not going there to sell our company. We're going there to educate the kids. But if we're the only construction company that shows up that speaks to that 300 person, you know, junior class about the opportunities in construction, where are they going if they decide they want to go into construction? We're the ones that told them about it. They're going to come see us. So that's something we can do. It takes a few hours of your time to get out there and go show up at a school at a career day and you know, put out some information and do a little talk about the benefits of construction. And while you're talking to them, find out a lot of them do have like career days. They do have job fairs and things like that, where we can go participate for minimal amounts of money and try to gain the interest of these kids as they're coming out of high school. And that's something that we can all do without spending a lot of money. Another thing we can do is look to the community. How can we promote our company out into the community? This is doing things like sponsoring, you know, obviously sponsoring sports teams and other things like that, but that can get costly too. But there's things we can do as a construction company that we can get recognition for sponsoring things without actually doing the sponsoring. You know, we used to go, I know I've told this many times, but we used to go every year, beginning of baseball season, and send a couple guys out with our equipment and clean up and help, you know, get the baseball fields ready. I've seen companies go out and, you know, paint dugouts or paint different things that were related to the little, you know, the high school sports teams. So being engaged in that stuff, we can do it in trade instead of being, you know, we don't have to go to every school and be the $5,000 gold sponsor or anything like that. If we're out there, do things that are construction related that we can maybe do a little trading with. Okay. Those things work great because not only do we get to be out there and we get exposure, but many of the times when there's those volunteer days, the kids and the parents are engaged as well, right? So they're all out there cleaning up the fields and here's our truck and our backhoe out there, you know, helping. So it's a good thing to get people attracted to your business. And another area that we can do that's cost effective is our social media. This is where marketing can really get engaged, right? And if you do your own marketing, start doing some posts that lean towards the job market. If you have an agency or people that help you, have them draft a little plan so that we can not only share things that attract our customers' eyes, but share things that will attract the kids' eyes. You know, tell some stories about how great it is to finish a project and how rewarding it is to solve problems. Things that are going to attract people and make them realize that construction's not just going out, grabbing a shovel and sweating all day long. Okay. That's the problem that the image of construction presents right now is people think like, wow, if I do that, I'm just going to be out there, you know, shoveling ditches all day long. So we have to do things to promote it. And social media is a great way. Do some little interviews of your current employees and let them talk about why it's so rewarding to be in construction. You know, we get out there, send some good pictures of the guys working, not staged pictures. Let's see them actually working where they're doing something good with their hands and really show the pride that they have in it. We can do a lot like that with social media. You know, have that conversation with your social media community about how the construction industry is not a bad place to work and how your company does great things. You know, if you have good social media skills, you'll know how to tag that stuff. You know, you kind of get engaged with the schools and you talk about it. You kind of put all these three things together and use your social media to promote your efforts in the schools and around the community. And it starts to get everybody engaged, people sharing it, and will attract some of those kids to see what's going on in our company. And then we become that preferred company, right? It's just like we do with our customers. We want to be known as one of the best construction workplaces in our environment, you know, in our market. It's not easy, but it takes a little effort. You do a little education, right? Education goes a long way. If you take the time to teach these kids the benefits of coming into construction, then they're going to be attracted to you. They're going to come to your company and apply. Will they come to work for you? Maybe, maybe not, but at least they'll come to you and apply. Then if we can start to attract the best of that limited market, then we can bring them in and then we can, you know, talk about training them and everything else. And we'll get into that next week. All right. So that's it for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in. Everybody have an amazing day. Stop waiting. Start building.